KRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump, speaking at the start of a Thursday cabinet meeting, said he wanted to set the record straight that he is not the one pushing for a deal with Iran. Meanwhile, Trump envoy Steve Witkoff said that Iran should seize this opportunity.
We will see where things lead, and if we can convince Iran that this is the inflection point with no good alternatives for them other than more death and destruction. We have strong signs that this is a possibility.
But Iranian officials remain defiant. They deny they're negotiating with the U.S. as the war continues into a fourth week. New U.S. Census Bureau population estimates show that U.S. growth in metro areas has slowed sharply, along with illegal immigration.
The Bureau reports that the average metro growth rate fell from 1.1% in 2024 to 0.6% in 2025. The data covers a one-year period ending in July 2025. Metro areas along the U.S.-Mexico border saw the steepest declines as the number of immigrants fell. Big immigration hubs also saw significant drops. Miami-Dade County, Harris County in Texas, and Los Angeles County all took in far fewer immigrants last year. John Scott reporting.
A lawmaker is asking a federal judge to block Donald Trump's name from being added to the Kennedy Center. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Ohio Democrat Joyce Beatty filed a motion to block and reverse efforts to add Donald Trump's name to the historic Performing Arts Center here in the nation's capital. She argued that Congress was clear in its intent that the center is named for the late President John F. Kennedy and no one else. In December, the president's hand-picked board of directors voted to rename the venue as the Trump Kennedy Center. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 412 points. This is SRN News. Connecticut looking for ways to crack down on homeschoolers.
Democratic lawmakers are working on a bill that would make it tougher for parents to teach their children at home, adding new requirements that critics say are burdensome. If the legislation is passed, homeschool families in the state will have to submit their curriculums to local public school officials for approval and will have to fill out a lot more paperwork. Most homeschoolers are Christians, but many other people are now adopting the practice these days. Michael Harrington reporting.
Sarah Mullally is a one-time nurse who became a priest at the age of 40, was formally installed on Wednesday as the first female Archbishop of Canterbury. The 63-year-old Mullally is both the head of the Church of England and spiritual leader of the Worldwide Anglican Communion, and it's more than 100 million members. However, her appointment has deepened rifts within the communion, whose members are already deeply divided over the role of women. This is SRN News. Immigrants in detention can continue to be held without bond. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
An appeals court says the U.S. can continue to hold immigrants in detention without bond. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis overturned a lower court ruling that required that a Mexican citizen be given a bond hearing before an immigration judge. Last month, another appeals court ruled in favor of the Trump administration, saying that denying bond hearings to immigrants arrested across the country is consistent with the Constitution and federal immigration law. I'm Donna Warder.
Artificial intelligence chatbots are so prone to flattering and validating their human users, they appear to be giving bad advice that can damage relationships and reinforce harmful behaviors. That's according to a new study that explores the dangers of AI telling people what they want to hear. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.